Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
After he became leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un pulled his country out of South Korea's time zone. Now the North is half an hour behind. Might as well be decades. North Korea is the world's last totalitarian state, a Stalinist cult of misery and mystery. Anybody who pretends to know what's going on there, or why Kim's suddenly so eager to negotiate, is delusional. That includes me. I've been to the South. I've talked to diplomats from the North. I once argued about Korea with John Bolton, now our president's national security advisor. He didn't know much either. But that's never stopped him, or me, from expounding. So here goes. First, you know Korea was a single country before Japan annexed it in 1910. After World War II, it was divided into the Russian-occupied North and the U.S.-occupied South. 7 decades later, it's still divided. But North Korea's leaders, there have been only three, Kim, his dad, and his granddad, have always dreamed of reunification, with them in charge, and the U.S. banished from the peninsula. There's no reason to believe the current Kim wants otherwise. Second, the North has long considered nuclear weapons to be its only hope for survival. You would, too, if you had 28,000 U.S. troops on your border and no real economy. Also, no friends except your fickle neighbors, Russia and China. They've grown exasperated with the Kims over the years, but they worry that a unified, nuke-free Korea would be dominated by the prosperous South, meaning the U.S. They don't want that. Third, we've seen all this before. Since the 1990s, the North has signed stacks of friendship accords, trade agreements, and even nuclear deals. Few survived. So whatever accord comes next should not be greeted as the dawn of a new era. Just another brick in a long, slippery road. The real danger is that our president may not know this. He's bored by briefings, innocent of history. And with the Mueller investigation grinding on and his administration in constant chaos, he seems a little too hungry for a big, beautiful foreign deal. Hey, a Nobel Prize. So I'd caution him to take it easy, slow things down a little, maybe set the clock back a half hour or so, along with his and our expectations. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.